This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation. We are live at the Texas Barber College on Lancaster in Dallas.
Yeah.
And we'll be here for the next hour. They have $5 haircuts, so if you are in the area and you need a haircut, or you want to come by and say hi to the G-Bag Nation, we are here for you. Hope you're having a terrific day and enjoying this weather. It's finally arrived. Spring is official now. Hey, where's Brian? Brian getting another haircut?
He's on the phone with somebody. Maybe he's trying to find out some good info. You know, he's always out there scouting. They're giving me some Lucky Boy gel here at the Texas Barber Shop, which
Johnny
is great.
B there for you.
It's like Johnny Bravo.
Yeah,
over it's here.
Good stuff.
No, not Johnny Bravo. Just Johnny B. More of a Johnny C guy.
I wanted to get Brian's thoughts here on this Lamar Jackson story. Did you see the latest? It's just breaking.
No.
The NFL sent out a memo to all clubs notifying them a person who is not certified by the PA might be attempting to persuade personnel to enter into contract negotiations with Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, who received the non-exclusive tag. Under league rules, teams can speak only with Jackson because he does not have an agent. According to the memo obtained by ESPN's Adam Schefter, NFLPA informed the league a gentleman, Ken Francis, who's not a certified agent with the Players Union, might be contacting teams regarding Jackson.
Oh.
The memo, which was distributed to all 32 teams, read, an uncertified person, Mr. Francis, is prohibited from negotiating offer sheets or player contracts or discussing potential trades on behalf of any NFL player or prospective player or assisting in or advising with respect to negotiations. Francis told ESPN's Jeremy Fowler he has not contacted teams on Jackson's behalf. Quote, I do not speak for Lamar. But that's the top story on ESPN right now. They've sent out a league memo telling teams there's somebody calling around trying to negotiate on behalf of Lamar Jackson, and you cannot talk contract with him. I don't know. It really seems like Lamar Jackson needs an agent, you know.
It sure does.
It's so much dang money, you know, if you talk about 10% or even 5% of one of these contracts. Jackson denies Francis has been contacting teams on his behalf, tweeting, stop lying. That man has never tried to negotiate for me. Francis said he's business partners with Lamar on portable gym equipment, and that's the extent of their business dealings. I did see a tweet earlier from Lamar Jackson talking about this gym equipment and some marketing ideas that he has for it, maybe even a little web TV show. He stressed that Jackson handles his own football matters, though he has people in his circle that he might consult. So maybe this guy with the gym equipment is trying to negotiate a different kind of deal on Lamar Jackson's behalf with the workout equipment.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really heard about this. Like, the entire league gets a memo where, hey, don't talk to this guy. He's out here basically fraudulently negotiating with teams. I guess he does have a relationship, though, to your point, with Lamar and Lamar's.
Yeah.
If he's denying it, I don't. It's a little bit bizarre. Do you have experience with this, Brian?
Yeah, it's the Players Association thing. I mean, if you're going to represent players, you have to go through. They have to go through the league.
Like approval type deal?
Yeah, and you have to be certified because what they don't want you doing is they don't want somebody that's not certified negotiating a deal.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's a terrible deal.
Yeah.
And then the Players Association then has to deal with a terrible deal or something.
Yeah.
That's why they really, the Players Association don't want anybody negotiating their own deals.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to go out there and strike a deal and all of a sudden now everybody uses that as the template to get to the next deal.
Yeah.
So has his mom then probably been approved? I would assume.
According to this story, she hasn't.
Because
the story says teams can only talk with Lamar.
Yeah. If that's the case, then The Players Association has to be worried then that the mom might not negotiate a good deal.
See, somebody needs to come through, and it's unfortunate.
I'm surprised she's not.
Could an agent cut a deal like, hey, Lamar, you're going to make $200 million. I'm not going to do this for standard commission. We're going to do this for 0.5%, and I'm going to make 500 grand, and we'll be happy in 2 weeks when this deal is done.
Yeah.
Something like that's got to happen.
Yeah, I mean. You know, if you're to the point now where Lamar, you know, like it's like he doesn't want somebody to negotiate this deal. He doesn't trust. There might be something that happened to him along the way that the trust is just not there with lawyers or anybody that can handle the actual negotiations.
Well, hey, sports history is rife with stories
he might have got wronged by somebody.
We talked yesterday about Elvis, right, and the Colonel and that whole situation. But geez, it's just. For Lamar, you're right, Gavin. This is such a big deal, like with the quarterbacks, and they're now making north of $50 million a year. And I'm sure Lamar wants to be the next that kind of sets the market.
Yeah.
And his style of play as well. I don't think that he can just go ahead and wait around on this. I mean, it's not paying off for him with the rest of the league wanting to negotiate. One, whether they don't want to do it for the Ravens or they don't want to negotiate with him without the agent. But to me, I feel like he's now hurting himself by not going ahead and getting somebody to actually be a mediator and to do this for him.
Yeah, that's what needs to be – that's the next thing that needs to be done is Lamar needs to find somebody. And the Ravens have to be careful with this situation because you don't want them recommending, hey, well, you know – use this guy or use this gal
to do it.
Go find someone yourself that you trust.
Yeah, it's like, listen, we would love to visit with you. We'd love to talk about this. We'd love to try and get this done, but you got to give us a chance.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make for us to negotiate with you. You either got to do this with us or you got to get somebody from the Players Association that can handle it. You know?
All righty. Speaking of quarterbacks, where our guy ranks in the conference now is an interesting discussion. I feel like we've mentioned this, but Cowboys fans are straight hating. They refuse to acknowledge we might have the top dog in the conference right now with Dak, with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady on their way out. Maybe the morning news guys could convince you. They did a story today. They said second behind Hurts. One tied him with Matthew Stafford, who I'd be shaky on considering the injury situation right now. But, you know, I'm of the opinion, guys, that, you know, Dak may very well be the best quarterback in the NFC. I think I'd take him over Jalen Hurts if all things were being equal. I thought we could, you know, take a look at the NFC quarterbacks. And you tell me, would you rather have Dak or, let's say, Kyler Murray? Zach, what do you think?
Right now I would rather have Dak Prescott. Kyler, I get it. There's a lot of talent there. But in terms of the intangibles, Kyler doesn't have that. Dak's got that. People want to play for Dak and with Dak. I think there's a massive question if people want to play for and with Kyler Murray. And I get it. Dak has also dealt with health issues. But, I mean, that's been an every year case for Kyler Murray.
I feel like the defensive coordinators hate playing against Kyler Murray. But Dak's work ethic and leadership and stuff like that is 10 times better than his.
Yeah, you know, I think Kyler Murray might have more arm talent. He's quicker.
He's a pain in the ass to play against.
No, he really is.
Yeah, I think Dak is close. And if it's anywhere close to a tie, I'm going with Dak for the leadership and the professionalism.
Right.
Yeah, if you're talking about who the team actually believes on a week-in, week-out basis, Dak has got him beat by a mile.
Okay, all righty. I tend to agree with that. Now, how about Matt Stafford? I would go with Matt maybe if he was healthy coming off that Super Bowl year. I'd give him credit for the Super Bowl and all the success statistically he had in Detroit and then being a Super Bowl champion. But with the injury being such an uncertainty, going into next year, if my goal is to win the Super Bowl, I can take either Dak or Stafford. I think it's clearly Dak once again.
Well, one has clearly won the Super Bowl, you know.
But is his body
failing
him?
But that's what I'm saying. If all things being equal, if one guy being healthy and you know both
if they're both healthy,
both healthy,
Stafford.
See, that's what I'm saying. But to me, if there's the problem Stafford has now is concussions. He's to that point now where he might not be able to take a normal quarterback hit.
Yeah.
And those concussions and the problems like that. So if that's the thing, then Dak's better off there because you got a healthier guy.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to Hurts, I feel like I'm kind of swimming against the current here, but I strongly feel like I'm in the right. And worst case scenario, we need a lot more evidence to crown Jalen Hurts better than Dak. It's really impossible to evaluate a quarterback on any one season unless his supporting cast is just trash and he's doing everything and it's right. Obvious. It's tough, but you got to look at the best O-line in football, the best running game in football, two number one wide receivers, a top five tight end. You can't just look at the stats. Everything matters, and the guy can run himself. I'll give him credit for that. I absolutely will give him credit for that. But it did get him hurt. He was running so much, it did get him hurt. So going into 2023, who's more likely to stay healthy, Dak or Jalen Hurts? I think that is up in the air. Dak has an injury history, but now so does Hurts. And then you throw on the top defense that had 70 sacks. We don't know how good Jalen Hurts is right now. So if you want to pick Jalen Hurts, I'm not going to fight you too much. I mean, he did just get his team to the Super Bowl. Dak has not done that. But I'm pretty dang confident that as these next 3 or 4 years play out, there's going to be a lot of evidence in favor of Prescott.
You could be right. But today, right now, I would take Jalen Hurts over Dak.
How did they lose the Super Bowl?
Defense.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I felt like that Jalen, it's almost reminds
me. He had that one fumble.
It reminds me of Dak playing against, say, like an Aaron Rodgers early in his career when he went toe-to-toe with him and Russell Wilson. Dak's capable of doing the same thing. I feel like Jalen Hurts really, he got to a different level last year battling Mahomes toe-to-toe. You know, they just didn't get it done.
It was a great year, and a really fine,
he's gotten better as a passer, and I didn't think he could do that. I did not think he could get better as a passer.
Yeah. We'll see when that offensive line is not protecting him as well, and when the threat of the running game drops to the point that secondaries can sit on the pass, everything will change with Hurts.
I think we've seen the last of Jalen Hurts running, though.
Whew.
I think that's over.
Yeah,
he's gonna have.
He better get his contract before he plays another game.
He's gonna have to be more like what you think he needs to be, Gavin. Because I don't think he's. I don't. That whole shoulder thing last year, I think that was a big wake up call for the Philadelphia Eagles and him.
Sure, and to me, he did throw the football really well last year. He made some throws that I was like, damn, I didn't think Jalen Hurts.
Had it in him either.
I do think you're right. We need more from Jalen Hurts because I think a lot of people felt, to Brian's point, after Dak's rookie year, they felt the same way they do about Jalen Hurts right now after one really dominant season where it's like, okay, this dude's the next awesome stud. We need more.
Dak's been in the MVP conversation a lot.
He has.
They just haven't finished it.
Yeah.
He's been it for half a year. You could talk about him as an MVP, and he hasn't finished it.
Right.
Nonsense picking Hurts over Dak, says the 214. Ridiculous take. I don't think it's ridiculous. I think right now it would be fair to call it.
Right now today. Yeah. I mean, Hurts had a better season last year.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think if we're going 3 years, though, I'd rather have Dak.
Okay. The fumble lost the Super Bowl, says the 214. Yeah.
That's
very
well.
It was a huge play. Huge no question.
Somebody is jealous, says the 360, and it's Gavin. I'm definitely not jealous of anything having to do with an NFL team compared to the Cowboys. I just, we've seen this play out so many times. Now Jared Goff looks great. Oh, how'd that happen? Well, he got somewhere with a pretty good offensive line and a great running game and an offense that simplified things for him once again, just like with the Rams. So much of it is context dependent. And right now the context around the Eagles is to the level that I think almost any quarterback – that puts a helmet on Sunday or sits with this helmet on the sideline as a reserve would have taken that team to the playoffs.
I think Jalen Hurts got his offensive coordinator head coaching job.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, then that quarterback coach is tremendous as well. There's a lot that's gone into it, and I'm not trying to take everything away from him. I just don't want people taking everything away from Dak.
No, and you shouldn't. Yeah. And you shouldn't.
Daniel Jones, that one's easy.
That's Dak.
That's Dak in the landslide. Sam Howell is easy there in Washington. They got a veteran too, didn't they?
They brought in Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett. Yeah. Kirk Cousins is kind of close to a tie, but Dak can run it, and Kirk's just not a leader.
Every time they play, Dak wins. I mean, I should say every time.
Dak over Dak's Cousins for sure.
Yeah.
And I'd take Dak over Carr as well because of consistency.
Jared Goff could get interesting again. We'll have to see how next
Goff
year goes.
Goff was fantastic
yeah,
last year.
He was. Year. Jordan Love, Justin Fields, both those two be determined. Derek Carr, you know, Dak just has a much better resume than Derek Carr. I think he can play good football for stretches, but not consistently. Geno Smith in Seattle, better than we thought.
Better than what we thought for yeah. sure there. Yeah.
But not as good as Dak. Brock Purdy? We'll see. We'll see. Right now.
You talk about a perfect situation. Yeah. Purdy was in a perfect situation.
I'd like to see Dak playing that 49er group. If
yeah,
that's
me
what
too.
You're gonna do.
I got myself in a little bit of an interesting situation as I was going through some of these names, though, because what I realized towards the end of the list was I couldn't just look in the standings and know who the quarterbacks were because we've had so much movement and so many guys are massive jobbers. What are they doing in Atlanta? I'm sure Brian knows. The competition down
well,
there.
Well, it's Ritter.
Ritter?
Yeah, the Ritter. Yeah, yeah Ritter there.
And they brought in Heinicke.
And they brought in Heinicke. Yeah, they sure did.
With the Panthers, of course, it's Andy Dalton.
And – Yeah.
Andy Dalton probably, yeah. or the whoever they draft.
Whoever they draft, yeah.
And then Tampa, maybe a draft pick or Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, too, yeah. and then Trask, too, the guy the
okay.
Florida.
Okay, little Kyle
yeah.
Trask action
yeah,
down
Kyle
there
Trask,
as well.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the Eagles, A.J. Brown's going to compete in a fishing tournament. Have you ever done an actual tournament, Brian?
No, I have not, but I'll tell you what, man, I love to watch the fishing tournaments on TV.
Yeah, A.J.'s staying busy in his downtime. The All-Pro Star is one of seven star players participating in an upcoming saltwater fishing competition called The Catch.
Okay, they're going out in the big ocean, I guess, is what they're doing here.
Oh, let's big ocean this.
Big ocean.
Each yeah. player teaming up with a championship angler, and the event's going to benefit this Sport Fighting Championships Coast Guard Foundation, and it's going to be on CBS coming up on April 15th.
That's cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
fun. It's not like we're going for big fish. We're going saltwater fish, and we're going big.
Yeah, probably swordfish. I think they're yeah. gonna want some camera friendly fish there.
Big boats,
some big
too.
Ones.
Yeah,
maybe
you need
some
big,
tuna.
You need big boats where you can
yachts.
Like put all that. We yeah. could put all the camera gear on top and have it down in there. Yeah, and you get crews and all that. It'll be fun. This will be a good
maybe
trip.
Maybe a sailfish.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good things. A lot yeah. of good trophies
wicked
out
there.
Wicked
tuna kind of thing.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, broadcasting live from the Texas Barber College, where they have $5 haircuts, and you can enroll into barber school yourself. One more baseball ticket giveaway coming up in the next 15 minutes as well. And we're coming back, Wolchuk. What are we doing here? We're going around the rim, aren't we?
Ah, perfect. Monty Williams sounds off. Spencer Dindaddy on what he thinks about ring chasing. I got an audio bonanza for you coming up around the rim.
All right, let's make leasing easy, though. With D&M. Oh, I love D&M. You know, I have two easy leases in my driveway every night from them. I wouldn't acquire a new vehicle in DFW any other way because they're amazing, you know, when it comes to facilitating a very easy process and saving you a bunch of money. And that's more important than ever. You know, right now, if you need or want a new vehicle, you can find out for yourself how great the easy lease is. Just give them a call, any area code 35LEASE. And ask him for the easy lease. And they're going to go to work for you, any make, any model. And maybe they'll text you if they have any questions. But you go back and you enjoy your evening. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Enjoy your Friday. D&M will deliver that brand new vehicle to you. Now, like I said, it's more important than ever because why? We have a rising interest rate environment. The rates are getting higher and higher. And traditional finance companies on purchases are having to extend terms now to 7 years, 84 months on a purchase. Just to get lower payments. People just want lower payments, so they're making their terms longer and longer and longer. You don't have to do it. Just call D&M and ask him for that easy lease. You can get the lower payments and shorter terms. Be in and out of new vehicles every 3 years if it's like me. The easy lease from D&M, any area code 35LEASE or dmautoleasing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. We are live at Texas Barber College. And congratulations to George Brister. He has just won some baseball tickets for next Saturday out there in Arlington. Thanks to the Barber College for having us out. $5 haircuts here. And you can enroll to college, you know, if you'd like a career change. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Frankel and Frankel. Consultation's always free at truckwreck.com. It's now time for Woolchuck to take us around the rim.
Thank you very much.
Ooh. Good timing.
A rain dance.
Yeah, first time in Texas Barber College history. We go all the way around the rim with you fellas. This is always
a special night.
Always a treat. Now, we are still upset over what happened last night to the Dallas Mavericks, but what can you do? They weren't the only team that ended up having an interesting situation unfold to them, as the 76ers last night ended up blowing out the team that they were playing, which happened to be the Chicago Bulls. But you have Joel Embiid, who is going for this MVP. He's trying to chase down Nikola Jokic. Now, Embiid did not play in the second half, as they were up 76-48. And Doc Rivers was asked about this, like, is there something to be worried about? Is Joel Embiid okay? Well, apparently he's dealing with a very mild right calf issue. And Rivers said afterwards that he thinks it was the right thing to do. He's not concerned about the calf, but we had a lead. I felt like we could hold it. And whenever you hear calf, you just say, that's it. We're shutting it down. So
smart. Yeah, it could turn into an Achilles.
Right.
Yeah.
And with Joel Embiid, who has had issues with that.
Calf could turn into a bum steer.
And speaking of the Achilles, James Harden didn't play at all yesterday because of a left Achilles soreness that he's dealing with. So the Sixers and Doc Rivers are focusing on, we just want to be healthy for the postseason. We're in a gauntlet here in the East. And we're not going to push Joel Embiid just to go chase the MVP here. If he's not right, we're not going to risk his long-term health, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you know, if you're tweaked like that, I think I'd be ticked if I was the player, but you got to accept the injury. And, man, you can't put MVP over team goals, even if you are, like, the third-best team in your conference.
So the Lakers ended up beating the Suns last night 126-111. And speaking of the Lakers, we got some news that LeBron wants to return before the regular season ends.
Yeah.
So he might be coming back maybe even as soon as next week. He's resumed on-court activity. So these are all good signs to get LeBron back. But Monty Williams, Suns head coach.
I have a feeling I know what's about to happen here. Monty will usually comment about if his team doesn't show up at the free throw line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is this what happened?
Oh, yeah. So here's Monty Williams.
Last time we heard Monty was doing this.
Well, listen to Monty. He was displeased with the officiating, to say the least.
It's just, it's old. 46 to
20
free throws.
Right.
With Devin Booker on our team, he gets 12. Josh gets, I mean, that our bench had no free throws. Been talking about the same thing for a while. Doesn't matter what team it is. Last game, Shea gets, I think he had 19 free throws.
19,
yeah. I'm tired of talking about free throws. Our guys have to do their job. We understand that. But that's a huge disparity. 46 free throws. And I'll say it again, 46 to 20. That's it. That's all I got to say.
And then Monty just got up.
That's Monty.
And left.
Yeah. I think the Monty did that. Man, was that when they played the Mavs? If something like that, you know, he did it. It's the same. Anytime he goes off, it generally has to do with, it's like once every 2 months, he'll go off on a rant where the officials aren't getting his guys to the line.
Well, I know it's got to be frustrating for him, and they have big expectations, and we're pretending like the Suns are contenders, but they don't have good defenders anymore, and they don't have creative offensive players that can put the defense in trouble. Maybe the disparity is a little bit alarming, but that happens all the time. This is paranoia. There's a lot of NBA official crews, and they're circulating constantly, and they don't have anything. They're not showing up to call games against the Suns.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get being frustrated as a coach, but Monty Williams got to shake himself.
You know, I think Monty needs to take the approach of like our boy Fred and just go ahead and name an official.
You could try that.
Just name an official, and then that way, you know,
you're
going to pay a fine, but, you know, that official gets removed. You know, Ben Taylor no longer gets to be an official.
Or you could be, oh, I don't have anybody to target because they all call it like this.
Yeah.
Because we don't get the defensive out of position, and we're constantly out of position and having to run into guys and try to stop easy layups.
Yeah.
It's what happens with bad defensive teams. They give up 122 points. Shut up.
And maybe, you know, maybe with KD back, that'll help a little bit, but that guy's not coming back before the playoffs, so we'll have to see what happens with the Phoenix Suns. And speaking of KD, he's, what, public enemy number one when we talk about ring chasing? You know, you go from the Thunder where you were up 3-1
in
a series.
Guy's a great ball player.
And then
player.
You go to Golden State. Yeah, no, 100%. I don't disagree with that, but you do talk about the trend of ring chasing. That is what Kevin Durant did. Now, I don't have an issue with it. But here's Spencer Dinwiddie talking about ring chasing in the NBA.
If you're not top five, and I mean like all time, 2 years, 3 years after you're done, they're going to forget about you, bro. Like, let's be real about who we're still talking about. If you didn't change culture like AI or Steph Curry with the threes, or you're not literally Kobe, Mike, Bron, or do we talk about Penny Hardaway? Do we talk about T-Mac? Do we talk about Brandon Roy for real, other than injuries? Like, and these are monsters. Like, we're talking about, these are dudes.
Some of the
that,
greats.
The greats. If Shaq wasn't on TNT every night, we may not be talking this about him as much, and he's the most dominant player in history. So, like, you're going to have to define success for you. And I understand the ring chasing for those guys, because one more ring for Bron can be the difference between him being the GOAT or not, or I caught Mike, or I caught this guy, or I didn't.
Yeah, I totally get it. You know,
our
sports media culture, especially in the NBA for the last 30 years, has been obsessed with championships, and you do everything to get a championship. And on top of that, so it's not just your legacy, it's the shoe deals.
Yeah.
Become a champion, your sneaker money doubles. That's mailbox money just for wearing a comfortable basketball shoe. So there's so much that goes into it.
Yeah.
I don't blame ring chasing.
No. Ring chasing has become, because the media won't dive into, they won't go as in depth. The first thing, it's always about the championship.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way that, you know, you don't want to sit there and really dive into a guy's career, but it's really easy just to say, well, he was a 6-time world champ. Oh, that makes him.
Oh, Bill Russell, he won 10 world championships.
Exactly, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. You don't. That's the first thing you talk about when you're visiting with players and stuff like that. You know, or visiting with, or talking about them out front.
Gilbert Arenas was also on a podcast recently, and he was talking about LeBron and Jordan. And listen to, and this was Gil's Arena. This is what Gilbert Arenas had to say. Yeah, Gil for Gil's.
Gills,
take it away.
You can't use that as a negative against LeBron to say, you know, everyone feared Jordan, and that's why he's better than LeBron.
Yeah.
Did anybody fear Magic Johnson? No.
Did anybody fear John Stockton, Karl Malone?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Right? The fear comes from what that person's capability is, right? As an offensive player, the capability of what Jordan's going to do if you're not on point. That's where the fear came in at. So Michael Jordan was feared. Allen Iverson was feared. Kobe was feared. Yeah. Guys who have the ability to score 30 to damn 70 points, they're feared, right? LeBron James was an all-around player. Even though he gave you 40, it wasn't the same 40 versus someone like an Allen Iverson or a Kobe or a Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So you didn't fear the capability of what he was going to do to you.
Gavin, am I wrong? Should you have feared John Stockton passing the ball and getting Karl Malone involved and getting everybody else involved?
I mean, he would just execute everything. And at the end of his career, when they were going to the finals, he was making well over 40% of his threes. So I kind of get what he's saying.
Yeah.
But that's Gilbert Arenas' playing style. He's an attack guy.
Right.
He's saying, I was feared. I was feared. Yeah. You know, I was a guy that could go out and score 60 points, you know. I don't know. I get what he's saying, though. It's kind of like you don't fear team basketball players because they're going to out-execute you, where if I'm going one-on-one with this guy, he's going to embarrass me. He's going to put me on skates. He's going to put 40 in my face. LeBron would get 40 points while dominating every other aspect of the game. And I don't know. I think it's just a matter of perspective. I don't think there's any objective facts that Gilbert Arenas just stated.
I'm watching the Golden State play last night. And you know what I feared about Golden State? And you talk about this team, even though they lose all these games on the road, but the chance that they the championship type, you know what I fear about them? That they know how to pass and their spacing and their shots.
Right.
They don't play a damn lick of defense. But you know what I fear? Watching them play, I'd hate to play them because of the passing, the spacing, and the shots.
I don't disagree. Yeah. But
that's what I would fear. Right. With Kendra Andrews comes on yesterday and talks about the 1-8 matchup and what a problem would be. But you fear teams that can execute well or
you
players
do.
That can execute
but
well.
But you also fear them because of the individual player in Steph Curry. And at any moment, he's capable of just taking over a game.
Hey,
and late in the game, what did he do?
Jordan, Gavin, you watched a ton of basketball. You saw Jordan score 50 points a night, and they wouldn't win.
Early.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When he originally started, they would score 50, 60 points, and they wouldn't win with
him.
Yeah.
It's kind of like NFL defensive coordinators fearing Michael Vick, even though he was on his way to another 9-7 season.
Right.
It's like, we really
we
have to account for this.
We can't defend this guy running around,
like,
yeah.
The Lakers weren't that afraid of Allen Iverson in 2000.
Yeah.
Or 2001. They've played the Pacers in 2000. So, it's like, yeah, did you fear Allen Iverson? Sure. But the absolute best teams were like, we got this, bro. We're 100%. About to slow this guy way down.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of get where he's coming from as well, but I don't necessarily agree with what he's saying from Gilbert Arenas there. Tim Legler of ESPN.
Always looks like he's got too much makeup on.
He does look like
he's
putting
that
a lot
tan?
Of the makeup on.
Is he
I
that
think he
tan?
Naturally no. might be tan, but
is he not that tan?
No, they're putting extra
that's
makeup
he's
on.
He's got a lot of blush and stuff.
That's that DeMarco Murray spray tan. Actually.
Yeah, okay. he's getting the
I just wanted to make sure I didn't see it wrong.
What was the player that he misevaluated more than any other? And it might be a former Maverick.
I missed by as wide a degree as any player I've covered in my career as a broadcaster, the ceiling for a player as I have with Jalen Brunson. I thought, could Jalen Brunson be, you know, a starting point guard in a really good team, like coming out? I wasn't sure about that. And then you saw him, like, you know, with this, what he did in Dallas when he got his opportunity, and he was obviously sensational. He becomes a $100+ million free agent, like the biggest free agent really to change teams practically. And I'm saying, what is his ultimate ceiling? Like, is this a 16 to 18 point a game type of point guard, which is a really nice player in the league? But this, to be doing this every night where now you expect 25 and 30 and 35 point, you know, games, man, has he been impressive.
Okay, to me, that's a fake admission because everybody missed on Brunson.
Yeah.
No, nobody knew he could be that. He's like, yeah, the one I missed on, everybody missed on.
This Brunson missing on Brunson is all of us talking about Micah Parsons and not knowing that he could rush the passer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how bad we missed on Micah Parsons. Thought Micah Parsons a really good player.
Yeah.
Didn't know Micah Parsons can rush the passer like this.
We didn't get to see it.
Nope.
If you're a second round pick, though, you're just not supposed to be a star. And no. Now Jalen Brunson is scratching a superstar.
But where we should have learned about Brunson was when Luka was out in the playoffs.
And he was able to handle the role.
They didn't miss a beat.
The misses for a lot of guys are actually Luka. You know, because they thought, oh, at most Goran Dragic. A lot of people missed on Trae Young, said, oh, he's a
too
fake
small.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And then a ton of people missed on Marvin Bagley. You know,
well, people thought Bagley was going to be awesome.
Those are like your huge misses from that era.
Not wrong. Gary Payton II. Ken Randers talked to us about Gary Payton yesterday with the Warriors. He's actually able to possibly play as soon as Sunday against the T-Wolves. So that'd be another great addition for the Warriors who reacquired him at the trade deadline. How about that?
Key
didn't
player
help you at the right time.
And Wiggins? Is Wiggins going to come back? This is
Wiggins
odd.
Wiggins might be out for the rest of the year.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot of doubt about Wiggins that he's going to play.
Is this mental health? Is he having
Man, people came after him and his girlfriend and those
Well, they
kids.
Said it was infidelity, and I thought they shot that down.
Yeah, well.
Right?
I thought that they did as well. Yeah.
That's a lot going on.
But
there.
I don't know. Yeah. Right, I mean that stuff that's his.
That
personal
stuff
life,
lingers,
man.
That stuff affects you in a bad
man,
way.
I'm sorry. I hope it's not that. Yeah. If you're gonna go out and step out on your family and then say, "Man, I'm so distraught by this. I'm gonna step out on my team."
You'd think that playing would somewhat be a reprieve from the stresses, right?
Man,
like, that's why people love the sport so much. But yeah, it's
who knows what it is with Wiggins.
Though. I don't
might be
know.
Very serious. I know he and his team were out on social media yesterday saying it. You should be saying it's this.
I don't have enough information on what exactly is going on with Andrew Wiggins to give a fair opinion on it. But Jaylen Brown, now of the Boston Celtics, went into the news yesterday and said, "Hey, I'm going to probably be watching what Boston does, and I'm sure Boston is going to be watching what I'm doing, but." He just said, as long as I'm needed, it's not up to me. We'll see how they feel about me over time and how I feel about them over time. Hopefully, whatever it is, it makes sense. But I will stay where I'm wanted. I will stay where I'm needed and treated correctly. So he's opened the door for maybe leaving Boston. So now you got a ton of teams that are, oh, my gosh, can we get Jaylen Brown in 2024? The Hawks, the Bulls, the Clippers. And how about these
everybody
two,
but the Mavs.
The
just say
bleeping
that.
Bucks and Warriors.
Yeah.
Are also
just say everybody but the Mavs
now doing their due diligence and homework on could they pry Jaylen Brown out of Boston. But yeah, Brian, I mean, you think about the Mavs. One, I don't know how they'd be able to maybe make a move to get him.
No, they can't.
But geez, he'd be a fantastic player to have with Luka Doncic.
Yeah, that's the perfect guy that you'd want. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think all he said right there is the Celtics better give me the Supermax or I'm going to be looking elsewhere. But as long as he's wanted, that's what he means. As long as I'm wanted enough to get the Supermax, I'm staying.
Some of those teams are really good at evaluating players, and I know moving on from him would be tough. But sometimes they say, hey, we can only pay so many. You know, that might be an issue.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you. There he is, Zach Wolchuk, taking you around the rim here on 105.3 The Fan. We're broadcasting live from Texas Barber College. If you want a new career, you know, you only got 20 minutes to get down here and meet us, but you could always Google Texas Barber College. They have $5 haircuts here for you. Swing on by. And when we come back, G-Bag Nation, we're going to mix with the Get Right, see what Reggie and KG have cooking for you here on a thirsty Thursday on 105.3 The Fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. Thanks to Texas Barber College for having us out here tonight. We're wrapping up our show. They have been tremendous. Gave Brian a fantastic haircut.
Super happy by that.
And took care of everything that we needed. So if you need a haircut, you're in the area at Texas Barber College on Lancaster. And if you want a career, it's a great place to swing by as well. 713, this is Crystal in Dallas. I just talked with Bones Fossil at my daughter's soccer practice. Apparently his daughter was at the same fields. He says he's working out three kickers, does not know who will be the kicker this year. That's music to my ears. Just be real open-minded. Let's audition another 5-6 of them. And if none of them are good by the time you get to Oxnard, take a look at a couple of more. But we got to get this right. It's one of the most frustrating places to be when you can't trust the kicker. And we lived through so many great years with Dan Bailey. And then it went Zuerlein, which was a bad adventure. And then Marr, we thought we had it figured out. But he showed in the end he lacks the mental toughness. He broke down, and got himself a bad case of the yips. So let's keep our fingers crossed on that. I can't believe, like, if that Tampa game had been close like it should have been, you lose because of Marr. They went right into the playoffs and then kept going on like it was going to be fine in the Niner game. All righty, it is time now to catch up with the Get Right, see what they have cooking. Tonight's configuration is going to be CA and KG. And Chris Arnold joins us now here on The Fan. Good evening, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and KG's with me. And I just got one quick question. Did the Woolly Bully get him a fade like Jalen Rose in the barbershop?
No fade yet. But I'm
didn't have that pencil
it.
Line drawn in at
that,
the top.
That perfect, that perfect line across the front of your forehead.
Nothing yet. We weren't able to get over there during the show to get the haircuts in. But certainly this is the place to be. And I'll be making most of my haircut trips here now for $5. It's an unbeatable deal.
That's heard you wanted some of those eyebrow lines like John Morant, some of the guys
have. I do. Really, they cleaned up Brian's brows pretty nicely.
I looked like a bad character, like one of those Muppet characters with my eyebrows. Like the guys up in the balcony.
You in the balcony?
I was a balcony guy. Yeah, and Marie, she took good care of me here for sure.
Do yourself a favor when you have a couple of minutes. Just look up, just type in the words Marty Smith, Marcus Spears, Tim Tebow, and you will laugh your tail off for the rest of the night because what they did to Paul Feinbaum a few years ago on SEC Nation.
Sure did. Before a game, right?
Before a game. Yeah, that's one of the best videos. Anytime I need a good laugh, I just look up Marcus Spears, Tim Tebow, and Marty Smith and what they did to Paul Feinbaum that day.
Oh, I'm looking at this. That's hilarious.
Oh, you see the video?
I'm looking at it right now. That's hilarious. They call it roast. Paul Feinbaum gets roasted.
Man, it's great.
With his haircut.
It's great, man.
Anything with Marty Smith and Marcus Spears, I think, is going to be gold. And then if they're making fun of Paul Feinbaum, how could it go wrong?
Oh, man. Tim Tebow got into the act. It was great.
Gentlemen, I have a question for all of you over there at the barbershop. The question is, I like to say that as of this morning, getting snipped is a sport. When's the last time you guys talked to Chi-Chi?
I talked to him today.
How is our guy after being
He's
snipped?
He's good. He said it really hasn't been too bad. He's been using the pain meds, hasn't been moving around too much. He's just been trying to rest and recover. So he's in good spirits, man. He said he was nervous before the procedure yesterday.
Yeah.
And then right afterwards, he was like, you know what? It really wasn't that bad. So we'll have him sure have a full report on Monday when he gets back.
Most definitely. He did a nice little update this morning with the Sean and RJ show with Bobby. And, you know, he's not the first G-bagger to get the snip. I was the first one.
You were. Yes, I remember that well.
We talked about that and made people uncomfortable.
Yeah, you did. You know, I remember there were several very memorable things about that conversation. But I think my main takeaway overall is that you believe it's a blessing in many ways.
It was a blessing in disguise because, you know, just like Eric Chiafala, I had three kids. I said, okay, I'm good. But I was much older than Chi-Chi. I will say this. I did something that he did not do. Now, he said he felt fine afterwards. I actually emceed the Maverick game later that night.
Wow.
Oh, you was doing
I had
a lot,
the
Chris.
Peas in my lap, the frozen peas in my lap, sitting on the couch, and I said, let me get up like that wrestler. What's that wrestler that always gets up out of the coffin?
The Undertaker?
The Undertaker. I did the Undertaker.
Yeah, you was doing a lot, Chris.
I was going to say Mickey.
You could have took the night off. I'm sure they would have had you. I'm sure Cuban would be like, hey, Chris, just take the night off.
They said,
okay?
As long as you don't walk fast and don't go upstairs, you could be all right. So I took the elevator and didn't go all over the arena. I just kept it to the arena floor, and I survived.
Who were the top celebrities in the arena last night?
Emmitt Smith, D-Ware, and Tank Lawrence.
Yeah, I saw Tank with a whole Luka jersey on last night.
Tank had a Luka jersey on. He brought his kids with him. And DeMarcus Ware was there looking sharp as usual, the Hall of Famer. I was talking to him about there's a couple of Cowboys. Brian, you know these guys. A couple of Cowboys going into the Hall of Fame, joining him on a special, what does it call it, a special admission committee. It wasn't a player or coach. It was equipment manager Bucky Buchanan and former Cowboys assistant PR director Greg Aiello, who went off to the commissioner's office. They are both going in with a special, what do you call that, special list. And so congratulations to those guys. It came out yesterday. So I was talking to D-Ware about that. And Emmitt, of course, was Emmitt. Emmitt's just cool as hell and had a good time with him.
So Bucky's father, Buck, is getting into the Hall of Fame as an equipment guy?
Yes,
is
they had a category for equipment guys. It's like three equipment
contributors,
guys. Contributors. That was the word I was looking
contributors.
For.
Contributors. Yeah, that's great. So they got Aiello being a public relations, a PR guy, during
he did good work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he did good work, and then with
didn't
Bucky.
Spy on anybody either.
Yeah,
it's the second points. Annual
allegedly
awards of excellence.
The awards of excellence
for
the
individuals. Go.
The special recognition they're going into the hall.
Yeah, all right. I'll have to say to Bucky, his son. I will. Mm-hmm. I'll have to give him the thumbs up for Dad getting in that.
Exactly.
Way.
It is. It's quite an accomplished family in the realm of NFL equipment.
Hey, let me tell you this real quick about that. You never want to mess over two people in the when you work for a football team.
Mike McCord.
Don't ever mess over the guy the trainers, because then you'll never have medicine. You'll always be sick. And if you mess over the equipment guys, you'll be standing in the rain with no rain suit on. You make those guys mad, they won't give you gear. You'll be the one guy standing there with no rain gear on, and everybody will know why.
Exactly.
Because you pissed.
Don't mess with Jim.
Off.
Don't mess with Brett. Don't mess with Mike, and don't mess with Bucky.
There you go.
I'd like to add one name to that list, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Wojcik.
Oh yeah.
Wojcik.
Man,
yeah, that guy was intimidating.
That was the guy. Brian, what was your relationship with Mike Wojcik, who never wanted to talk to anybody?
You know what? I always felt
strength
like
and conditioning.
I always felt like at the Star when he was coaching, that like when he would come up, that I'd always be in front of him in the line to get food. And it was one of those things like you're ready for him to maybe snap.
Yeah.
Like, why are you getting in front of me like that to get some – some ravioli protein.
Yeah.
Why you? Hey, you're not eating enough the salad bar. There, you gotta get some salad on that plate.
It's my mashed potatoes.
He was intense, man.
Oh,
yes. His talk was crazy.
He was like, I mean, he's like six Super Bowl rings.
Yeah,
seven
between
Bowl
the
rings.
Cowboys and the Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
What's coming up on the show, gentlemen?
At 7:20, have the Cowboys put together the perfect blend of youth and experience? Talk about that at 7:20.
Ooh, some Cowboys positivity. I like the sound of that.
Driving here in, hear that.
It's been a good offseason. Even KG has his optimistic shoes on.
At
thank
least
you,
for
guys.
Today.
Gentlemen, it's been great here at Texas Barber College. We want to thank them for having us out. Thanks to our guy Ramon Cruz, Ramon Engineer,
Ramon.
Flawless Journey. Nice job by Joey Erickson filling in for Lucius Alexander.
Thank you, Joey.
Carter Freeman coordinating your video. For Broadus and Woolchuck, I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.